Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:10 Irish Summer Time. Today is October 3rd. Well, it's been rather an eventful day, particularly in Asia. And I think the main headlines there were that Hong Kong had posted quite a large key day reversal. Now, that market had become increasingly overextended, probably one of the more overextended markets around. And today's decline probably caps the advance, at least in the very short term, and it really would need to move to new highs to reaffirm the uptrend. It's a similar story for Singapore. Singapore hadn't become nearly as overextended, but probably following on from that Hong Kong action, given the fact that they'd probably rallied for similar reasons, then that, of course, being the proposed investment or the anticipated investment from mainland Chinese investors. But that probably does cap the advance in the short term. Now, it was an opposite story in India. India had an absolutely storming day, but it does look a little bit climactic, and given that you've had a little bit of soft action across other markets today, I think it's going to be rather unlikely to see India perform the same way tomorrow as it did today. So it will be quite interesting to see what happens in that market tomorrow. Looking at some of the European markets, well, the European markets are pretty flat actually today. But I think one of the key points here was that the FTSE was one of the better performers. It was up just over 0.5%, and the FTSE Banks Index also did. The FTSE 350, that is, Banks Index, did really rather well, and that's they had a good day yesterday and another good day today, so there's life in the old dog yet. And of course, that's also being supported by the performance of Northern Rock, which performed rather well today, although I think there's still the risk overshadowing that particular share that it's probably going to get broken up. But looking at the US, you had a little bit of weakness in technology shares with Intel falling a bit today, but the Nasdaq was only down less than 0.2%, the S&P was down less than 0.5%, and the Dow Jones was down 79, just over 1%. So they're holding on to their gains really rather well, and it would take a move considerably larger than what we've seen today to really offset scope for further upside here. The Brazilian index, which has been also one of the leading indices and had looked a little bit overextended, fell 3% today, almost 2,000 points, coming back towards that 60,000 level. This is the largest reaction we've seen in about the last month, possibly a little bit longer. And provided it can hold onto the gain and maintain itself above sort of the 57,000 level, I think we can continue to give the upside the benefit of the doubt. What we are seeing is that a number of the markets who have led the move on the upside from those mid-August lows have become a little bit overextended, and they are in need of a little bit of consolidation, and that's probably what we're going to get over the next week or two. But what these are important markets to keep an eye on, because they have led on the upside. If they start to deteriorate in any meaningful way, that's probably going to be a lead indicator for some of the other indices. When we look at some of the developed market indices, particularly Western Europe and Wall Street, if we see those starting to take out their lows from last week or the week before, that's going to be an indication that we are running into a little bit more trouble. Now, there is no indication that that's happening right now, but it is something to keep an eye on. And because markets have been really rather orderly over the last month, it is relatively easy to spot for most indices exactly where support should be found. And if we see higher lows starting to get taken out, well, then that is really going to be a warning shot across the bows. And of course, if any index starts to take out its mid-August lows, well, that would be an incontrovertibly bearish signal. But at the moment, that's not looking particularly likely. Looking at the industrial metal complex, because that was also really quite important today, lead moved to a new high. It's at 3640, 3640. It's moved emphatically on the upside. It's been consolidating for the last couple of months and has performed really very well in the last 3 or 4 weeks. But this is a reaffirmation of the uptrend. Provided it can hold on to this gain, we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And it's not doing it on its own. Copper was relatively strong in here today. It was up 370 on the US contract. And it does look like it's going to go have a look at that high around $4. And in the absence of a large downward dynamic, I think we can also give the benefit of the doubt to the upside there. Nickel had a good day today as well, up 825 points. It's continues to hold above that 30,000 level, and it found support in mid-August around 25,000. So a good move there. It's going to be rather difficult I think it's probably impossible to say how long it's going to take before it can get back up towards those highs around 50,000. But for the moment, at least, we can say that it has found an area of support of short and probably medium-term significance. So the benefit of the doubt can also be given to the upside there. Zinc has also found support, and it has rallied back above that 3,000 level. Aluminium is probably the weakest of the lot. It had a Q reversal yesterday, or I think, sorry, today, this morning, and that's probably the weakest of the bunch. And tin is also looking quite strong. So the leader here is lead, and it's certainly not going upwards all on its own. The precious metals were a little bit softer in here today in the case of gold and silver. Gold was down $3.80. It's at 727.80. But when you look at that weekly chart, it does, at the moment at least, look like a consolidation around previous highs. And provided it can hold it reasonably well around this level, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. Silver was down 4 cents in here today. It rallied off its lows yesterday and held on to that little bit of a gain today. I'm personally looking for signs that these are going to start firming around this area. If I see that evidence, I'll be much more inclined to reopen long positions in the precious metals. But I think it's a little early to say that they've really started to find support just yet. Platinum, on the other hand, was up $13 today, and of the four, that is probably the strongest of the lot. Looking at the currency markets, the dollar was a bit stronger in here again today, having been a bit weaker earlier on in the session. The euro is now at 140.87, the pound at 203.14, pound down over 1 cent today. And the dollar index is up to 78.63. So we are getting a little bit of a short covering rally in here. We're not getting anything in the way of upward dynamics on the dollar index. So it does look more like a technical rally within this overall downtrend, which potentially could last for a couple of weeks. But the dollar index really needs to get back above 80 and hold above it to convince the bears that they're in the wrong camp. And it doesn't really look like it's going to do that just yet. The treasury markets, or the bond markets, treasuries were down 9 points in here today. It's at 111.23. And gilts down marginally, same with the euro bunds. These continue to be relatively steady around this area. And one of the fears when they started to come off in price was that they would collapse and that we would get very much higher yields. But markets are pricing in a little bit more economic woe going forward and potentially some further rate cuts in the US and even in the Eurozone and in the UK. And with that prospect in mind, it's unlikely that we're going to see yields rise very, very strongly, which is a relative positive for the stock markets. The other piece of news today was in the grain markets. You had wheat off limit down yesterday, but actually held up rather well in here today. Soybeans fell precipitously yesterday, but found a little bit of support today and actually closed up 7.5 at 9.69.5. So what we are starting to see is that some of these trends are losing their consistency, particularly wheat, which had been in an accelerating, consistent uptrend. It had that bit of a pause 2 weeks ago, rallied upwards, and had a downward reaction again yesterday. That is out of character with the type of uptrend that we've seen. And when consistent uptrends start to lose their consistency, it's usually an indication that we are approaching an ending of at least short to medium term significance. But of course, we'd have to put together more than one day on the downside to indicate that we've actually reached a top. Importantly, if we do see these grains starting to consolidate or even coming off, that is also going to be a bonus for stock markets because it will take the pressure off on that inflationary front. Central bankers continue to be afraid of those inflation, or to be wary of inflationary fears. And provided those inflationary fears are moderate, we can be reasonably sure that they're going to give the emphasis to supporting the economy. However, if inflation really does start to hit the headlines, they will be forced to raise interest rates, in which case the economies of the major players in the global markets are probably going to take a hit. So, looking at the oil price, which is consolidating at the moment, which is at least in the short term, and at some of these grain prices, it is worthwhile, I think, keeping an eye on the broader picture as well. And with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.